How would you like a new question out of left field from our friend Bruce Schultz?
Well, I feel a pressure of ones who need to go. I would take it just a minute and let me scan you ones. Do we have time for a question out of left field?
Who has the schedule?
Time is 1:20.
Dentist appointments at 2.
2?
Well, let us hear what Bruce has then. And I guess I'm just receiving, or is this actually a question?
It'll get to be a question. Bruce has received a copy of a book put out by Tuila. And in this chapter 7 of this book, there's great discussions of our Earth's coming Earth changes and things like those.
This is a new book?
Yes.
All right. Go on.
And his question has to do with the thought that is clearly expressed that there have been many reinterpretations of information channeled in the past, but that now, because of the higher energies and higher vibratory rates and so forth, that those reinterpretations by our dark friends are not being allowed to occur, and that basically most of the channelings coming through these days are of much greater accuracy and clarity. Well, frankly, my friend, that sounds like bullshit to me.
I'm glad you said it. This is the same resource that said Ashtar has this illegitimate child down here that if you write to their organization, you may get a reading from him.
Mm-hmm. Same source.
Will you precious ones never learn? The truth was written down at the beginning of your world. Tampered with beyond belief, has not changed one iota since it was handed down. It was put to print from Sananda and the Brothers of the Universe to Sister Thedra in 1953, directly. There are a complete compilation of it in Sipapu from 19 whenever we did it. 86. You once continue to search the world over to change your truth. And I weary with it. I weary with it. I am glad it works just this way. Rick, did you read the documents that you brought here?
From Sister Thedra?
Yes.
Sure. Not all, half. First half of the scripts, about the first 100.
I'm talking about the ones you brought yesterday.
Oh,
a
yes.
Yellow one and a blue one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What did you find in the blue one?
Truth.
All about the Earth changes, right down the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Dated 1954.
I'm going to kick Dorma's fanny now to go and look at it. But she's got a lot to do. How many times do you have to read it? And how many ones do you have to hear from? This is the worst time ever on your planet. And for the ones to tell you that the dark ones are not going to impact now because of the, oh, brothers, open your eyes. This is exactly when they're going to impact you. Every way they can, and they already discounted that one. A precious energy and receiver lost to the higher cause because she forgot. And every one of you stand to fall exactly the same way. And then you go out there and you put your brother back to sleep. It's fine. You write the story of the seven signs, put it on there, and it's saved in the last moment. It will not be saved in the last moment. All you have to offer mankind is not a difference in the way it will come to be, only how it will be, and whether any ones will make it. Don't try to rewrite the script. It's written. It's done. Listen to Thedra. She will never change the script. She will go to her physical grave before she will change one word of what she receives. That does not make her less human. It's a frightened, terrified world, sensing the happenings that have been told to you forever. So, Hatton, tell us something different that is going to be all right tomorrow. I'm telling you, in the long haul, it will not be all right. We will make it, for it is ordained to be. Therefore, I can tell you that day after tomorrow, it will be fine. For I know what is ordained to be. And it's why we're here. And if everyone spent a little less time reading Tuila's books, and listen to their heart. Their heart is telling them, now is the time to pay attention. Your geologists are telling you, now is the time to pay attention. Make some preparations. Don't rewrite the script. You will have ones coming in now telling you they believe that the big one won't happen. You had one in your house this very morning who would tell you he's heard that it's off. Now, come. What kind of intelligence does the Dark Brotherhood think you have? Well, he's right. That's the kind of mass intelligence. Tell us a lie. Put us back to sleep. We don't want to know. I've been through it with Dorma. Please, Hatton, I don't want to know any more. You will not rewrite the script. It's written. It was written by God. What you do with it is the only choice you have. And the time is at hand. Even your silliest evangelist will tell you that. Why would you want to change it? Is it so wonderful in downtown ghetto Los Angeles where you shoot each other? That kind of pain is unbearable. Is it better to wait until there are no trees and you die of asphyxiation? I doubt it. That's not pretty. None of it's pretty. Do you realize you're doing the only beautiful thing there is? Why would you change the script? And yes, we're having fun. We're having fun because you know you are alive. You are not bored, are you? And your world is dying. A physical, emotional, mental death. A fear, terror. terror and total boredom. So be it. Salud.
Salud.
We have one's meeting to go. We will meet again. I'm going to have a little fun next visit. And I believe that I would want Eli here. I'm going to show you one something.
Salud.
Yes.
Would that be appropriate later today?
I cannot answer for these ones. It would be appropriate, but now you have another situation. Something has got to be done about the situation. Ones come. They must come. We must meet. But there are the needs of the human bodies. How do we get around this? We have ones coming now who are total vegetarians. Dorma, frankly, does not know what to do with all of it. And I'm losing her to housekeeping. I don't know, Alan. I'll have to take it under advisement. Let's see how it works. I try to meet the needs of the worldly ways. I hope that you made copies of Almita's message. I want all of you to pay attention to it. You get so blame hung up on these things. To the extent, quite frankly, that you're doing yourself in. Of course there needs to be care for the body. But if you destroy your mind in the process of taking care of your body, what have you gained there too? We need an open tube. That's all we need, an open tube. And I don't care if you sprinkle a little sugar in it. I don't want you worried about it. Yes, and there's a whole guideline of what you should be doing. And if you want to spend all your time hung up on it, do it. But you're going to have to come in. Quite frankly, I am very concerned about Alice Hendershot because of the increased need to follow these total restrictions. She is ill. I mean ill. She is so depleted in some of the things that you can only get from protein. Of a whole nature. You have to be very careful. Very, very careful. You live in these bodies. Let us see how the afternoon goes. You go to your dentist. I would rather do what we're going to do in a small little group. So if you return from your dentist and it's feasible, perhaps we can.
Okay.
Eli knows more than he tells. Even in his consciousness, he knows more than he tells. Sometimes the children are more full of wisdom than we give them credit.
See the report card. Or have you?
Margot feels different about report cards than I do.
She'd probably get along with Max like real good.
Are we at peace?
We are at peace.
Then I will go. Oh.
Oh.
Just go about your way. Let her sit for a minute.
All right.